Dear people who keep company with God. It has been said that the words, "but God," form one of the most important phrases in the entire Bible. This phrase is used throughout Scripture as a turning point, or a line of demarcation between disaster and rescue, defeat and victory, fall and redemption. There have been more than a few "but God" moments in my life. There is another phrase, maybe not as important, but pretty potent, and God spoke it to me. He said, "But you." It happened as I was reading Acts 1, and verses 6 through 8 were leaping off the page at me. Just before the ascension, the disciples were asking Jesus if the kingdom of Israel was about to be restored. Jesus told them it was not their business to learn the times and dates the Father set. That really got my attention, because so much in these days is in a state of movement, change, and uncertainty. We want to understand the times and how our lives will be affected, and we should be aware of the times, but God has something better for us. "But you are going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you must become a witness for me." God was redirecting my focus from the events of the changing times to receiving power. One thing we have come to truly know is that God gives His love recklessly and without regard to person. He is a reckless lover, but He seems careful with His power. As followers of Christ, we all have His resurrection power within. But there is a power that comes upon, Acts 1 verse 8. In the natural and the spiritual, power is very dangerous. It can corrupt and be very destructive, Matthew 7, 21-23. You must be grounded and developed by God to properly and safely handle His power. Here are a couple important keys to having a safe and powerful ministry. 1. Relationship should precede power. In Mark 3, verses 13-15, Jesus called the 12 and appointed them to first be with Him. Just being with Him speaks of relationship with Him. It is knowing Him on a personal level. That is how God grounds and develops us for His power. Paul said that I might know Him first, and then the power of His resurrection. Philippians 1, 18. And it goes on to say that He might send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. 2. Confidence releases power. In Acts 2, verse 22, it says the Father approved of Jesus, and the result was power, miracles, signs, and so on. Approval means respect, dignity, self-worth, and legitimacy. Approval gives us confidence. These are God-given legitimate needs, but not everyone on earth will approve of you. But this is certain: the Father approves of you just as much as He did Jesus. This is the core of the gospel message. If Jesus needed the Father's approval to have a safe, powerful ministry, so do we. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.